This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Holidays just around the corner.
Oh, I told my son last night, I said, buddy, it is time to pull all the stuff out from the basement. We're starting to decorate for Christmas.
You know what? Yeah, I got no problem with
it.
You know what? Before Halloween, yes, I did say a couple of words to you. It's too early, but now, November 1, go for it.
Hey, did you see my video of my scary house from Walgreens?
Oh, no, I haven't been online on Facebook. Is it on Facebook?
Yeah, look what we did.
No,
look,
I've not seen it.
Look
yet,
how scary my house was. So that's a light in the window.
The audience sits back and waits on it.
Yeah, sure.
Wow. And now what is this again?
This is I bought two light up things from Walgreens yesterday.
Oh,
and look how scary.
It's like ghosts.
Yeah, isn't that scary?
That are flying around your house.
Isn't that great?
That's pretty cool.
It's like the, what's that thing for
really
Christmas?
Cool.
What's it called? You know, the... A star shower?
Yeah.
But it's a star star shower. All right, you can give me my
phone. It's a lot better, though. Oh, it's repeating over and over again.
Okay.
I'm just watching it again.
Okay. Right.
It's actually better than the star shower because the star shower looks very tacky. But this looks, it looks cool.
It looks kind of cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks very cool. Good choice.
Yeah,
good
thanks. It was like $12.
Yeah.
I love
Now,
Walgreens.
When did you buy that?
Yesterday.
So you got to use it for one day?
I'll use it next year.
Oh, okay.
It was on sale. It was like, it was $24.
Yeah.
And it was just sitting there. It was like, well, I'm on sale for $12. I was like, yes, you are. And I need you.
You know, today is a good day to go to Walgreens and or Target or wherever because everything's going to be on sale to do with Halloween.
So ridiculous.
You can get costumes. You can get candy. You can get, you know, your little star shower ghosts if you want.
All of it.
All that stuff's going to be 50% off today, right?
Yeah, the candy is my demise, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I can't decide what to do. I still have a lot of candy left, and it talks to me.
Yeah.
This morning, it was right by the door in a big bowl, you know, and it was like, hi, I'm just a little Reese cup, and I want to be in your belly.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And so instead of the Reese cup.
What'd you bring in? Celery?
I brought in celery.
Well, that's a bummer.
I'm on a new diet, and it starts today.
Celery? Celery has no nutritional value whatsoever.
Did you know
it's like lettuce.
That is actually burns more calories to eat celery than it is to consume it.
I believe that.
I'm on a new diet.
Yeah, I believe it.
Kicked off today.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that's your diet.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with that candy?
I'm gonna throw it away, I think.
I'm going to bring mine in.
Well, except for Parker Orthodontics wants you to donate it. That's my kid's orthodontist. So I was maybe going to take it to them.
Donate it for what?
I give it. They send
destroy
it to the military and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm just going to bring it here. Throw it in the kitchen. These vultures here, they'll eat anything.
That's
you know how that
idea.
Works.
Yeah, that is,
so just bring it in here, throw it in a bag, bring it here. We throw it on the table in the kitchen area, and it'll be gone. You know, Powerball Pete will eat half of it.
You know, you didn't ask me really about me just now.
What about you?
Why am I on the diet?
Why are you on the diet?
I'll give you some hints.
Well, Jamie, hang on a second.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
It's not like you're on some kick every...
Hold on. Watch. Ready? I want to show you something.
Yeah. She's running in place.
No, I'm not.
Now running across the studio. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's right. I'm now a marathonist. I'm a marathonist.
She's
Is that what they call me?
Yeah. Well, you're a runner. I wouldn't call it marathoning just yet.
Okay.
Because remember, I used to talk about how Lisa was training for the marathon, and it turned out to be 13Ks.
Yeah.
And the serious marathoners, they'll get on your ass for that.
Okay.
They'll get on to you for
All right, so then I'm just a runner.
Doing the turkey trot, right? When is that?
It's on Turkey Day. It's on Thanksgiving morning.
It is?
Yep.
And it's, 3.5 miles?
It's like 23 miles.
No, it's a 5K.
it's forever.
I think it's a 5K, right?
Yeah. It is.
3.5 miles. That's still great.
I'm training.
Yeah.
And so I told our boss I'm going to do the turkey trot, the Parker turkey trot. And he said, why don't we get a treadmill in the studio and then you could be on the treadmill while the commercials are playing. And I'm like, that's brilliant.
You could be working your way up to the 3.5 miles.
Right. He said, you could start training. And I'm like, how do we get that? So I think what we need is if you guys have a treadmill or know somebody has a treadmill, we need the treadmill.
I got one.
Okay, can you bring it in?
Yeah, I got one. I'll throw it in the truck.
Okay. Okay. All right, yeah. So we need
it's
that.
It's not like I use it.
And then what's the biggest store that we have? Like, is it Runner's Roost?
You got Runner's. I don't know if it's called Roost. It may be Roost. I don't know. REI?
Is that running crap?
They have running crap.
Well, they have. Yeah. But I need, like, professional.
Oh, the professional runner store. I'm sure Texnado will. What are you asking me for? Right. I only know where the donut places are.
Well, because I'm thinking that we need to get Powerball Pete to call Runner's Roost. I'm going to need some new shoes.
Oh, you need support. A sponsor.
Yes.
You need a sponsor.
I need an outfit.
Oh, this is big.
I need those wristbands that go on your wrist and a headband that goes on your head.
Yeah, we're on to something.
You know, the one that's sweat-proof.
All right. 51059. What's the big runner store? Store in town.
I need it.
How do we get this sponsorship rolling for Jamie and the Turkey Trot?
Yeah. This is cool. All new gear.
All new gear. I mean, this is a whole new sport for me.
Second sport gear.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what runners have, but I think I need one of those watches.
Oh, you definitely
need
one.
So I can see my pulse. Don't I check my pulse and stuff?
Well, that or steps.
I think they check your time and your pulse.
Yeah, it checks your
like
time.
Like what I'm running it in.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, am I doing like a 30-second mile?
Yeah.
Like
are you on
like
pace?
Mm-hmm. Am I on pace?
On pace.
That's the word. That's the word.
And you got to have what's called the, let's see, what's it called? The camelback?
Camelback.
Oh, you need a camelback. Yeah. You know what that is?
I do. My son has one for motorcycle riding.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I can use his.
You're going to need, it's that
although
backpack.
Although he's a little 12-year-old, that he probably slimed in it.
It's backpack water reservoir that you wear on your back with a straw that comes around.
Do they do that for 5K? I don't feel like they do that for the 5K.
Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
You got to have the look. We're not going for what a 5K goes. We're going to go for the 26-miler.
And then I need those special shoes like Etonic or something. Yeah. Not like Nike, but you need like special shoes that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah, and then you also need, because we went to the runner store not that long ago, you got to have those inserts too. They have these special soft inserts that go in the shoes.
Like some kind of gel?
And they run like $80, but you feel good because you're paying a lot of money for these inserts.
So if they're,
it's not like Dr. Scholl's or anything.
No, but if they're expensive, it must be good.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
And I feel like I need a knee brace. I mean, my knees are fine, but I feel like that makes me look more professional. Like, I've been running for so long in my life that this knee is screwed up.
I'm going to talk you out of the knee break.
Why is that?
It makes you look older. It makes you look like an old runner, you know?
I mean, you
want to look springy. You want to look springy. You want to look very athletic. And the knee brace thing, it often makes me think when I see them go running by with the knee brace, it's like, well, you know what? They got too much wear and tear on them.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want that look. You want to look spritey.
Is spritey a word? I like the word. I mean, is it a word?
Spritey.
Because here's my thought.
I don't know.
I was going to go with the knee brace because then if I don't quite make it, I can do the limp. Like, it's not my fault. It's the knee.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
Yeah. All right. And then I think they still do wristbands, right?
Oh, yeah. Sweatbands.
Yeah, sweatbands.
What do they wear on their head?
Sweatbands.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
That feels a little 80s.
No, they wear those other tube things.
With the two beers in each side?
No, that one's also very important. But like, I can't think of what they're called. They do, they soak up sweat.
Oh,
but you can put them around your neck.
And you can put your headphones in them.
Yeah.
Yes, those headphone holder things.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. I'm going to need some wireless headphones inside those things.
I just thought of another accessory you got to have. Sure. You got to have the belt. You need the belt. There's
like a
belt.
Fanny pack?
It's close. Very close. It's a belt, and it holds a cell phone. Because people, you got to have earbuds because the runners, the serious runners, they zone everything else out.
I'm in the zone, buddy. I'm in the zone right now.
And the belt holds various water bottles.
Right.
That are stacked around.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like.
It's like almost ammunition.
It's like ammunition. Yeah. You can pull the water from here. Pull the water from here. Water from here.
Yes.
Put one from here.
Now, here's my question. Yeah. Do I need the Gatorade? I've never drank Gatorade in my life. I've never even tried it.
No. Gatorade's for rookies. Yep. You got to have, there's like runner drinks out there in power bars. Okay. You got to have the power bars too.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Protein bars.
So, because I've never tasted Gatorade, it always looks gross to me.
We've got work to do.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah,
to get you ready.
Oh, my God.
We've got
so much work to do.
This is like planning a wedding or something, you know?
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.